Item A2, discussion of personnel matters.
Okay, I'll introduce this, and we have a resolution before us that I would like the mayor to read at this time.
The resolution states, whereas on March 4th, 2024, this council rescinded its approval of Gil McDougall to serve in the capacity of deputy city manager of the city of Villa Rica, and whereas some members of the council anticipated that said action would result in the termination of Gil McDougall's employment with the city of Villa Rica, and whereas to date Gil McDougall has not been terminated but was instead transferred to the position of special projects manager, and whereas the council continues to be concerned that the city's routine personnel policies were not followed in the appointment of Gil McDougall to the position of special projects manager, and whereas the council hereby wishes to establish a hiring policy that no person who has served in elected office shall be employed by the city in any capacity for a period of 1 year from the end of their term in office, and whereas Gil McDougall is within his probationary period of employment with the city and is subject to termination from employment, now therefore be it hereby resolved by the mayor and council of the city of Villa Rica that the position of special projects manager for the city of Villa Rica is hereby abolished and to remain abolished until such time as this council may reestablish the position. It is further resolved by this council that the city manager shall terminate Gil McDougall from employment with the city effective no later than 12 noon, Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. It is further resolved that if the city manager does not terminate Gil McDougall from employment by the city as directed herein, then the mayor or mayor pro tem shall notify Mr. McDougall and the human resources department to process Mr. McDougall's termination immediately. It is further resolved that it shall be the policy of the city that no person serving an elected office in the city shall be eligible for appointment or employment in any compensated position for a period of 1 year from the end of their term of office. It is so resolved on this second day of April 2024.
I'll make a motion that we adopt this resolution.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Mayor?
Yes.
If I may, I don't know if the mover or second wanted to say anything first. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
We have a motion and a second, and we're open for discussion.
I didn't know if they wanted to make any comment before. Oh. I did. I'm sorry. I'm just going to yield to them if they want to make any comment first.
Anyone else want to make a comment before? Or I could start at one side and move across. Go ahead. You're okay. The first to speak up.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. So last month, when we suspended Mr. Barber, there was a question of whether or not there were some things that I wanted to investigate, that I wanted to look into. Since that time, I have talked to many folks, from city employees, other council members, and the public. And so with that, I have developed concerns about Mr. McDougall's continued employment with the city. In addition to those points raised in this resolution that the mayor just read, there are also a pair of other concerns that the city attorney has advised Mr. Barber on as well. And so, particularly for me, those concerns is why I'll be voting to in favor of this resolution.
Any other comments, discussion? Yes, ma'am.
I do not know where to start with this. I really don't. I am not a anybody who knows me, and I know this is not what a politician should say, but I am not a particularly religious person. So sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. But I don't think this is going to resolve anything. I don't think anybody's going to be resolved unless somebody makes a motion to terminate Mr. Barber. If
no, you can't.
We have a motion on the table in a second at this point, and we have discussion.
I have something I'd like to say. Yes. All of this stuff that we're doing, as you know, what Mr. Barber said about Mr. McDougal and his employment and his employment. So my thing is, why don't we just go ahead and just fire Tom? That was made a motion. If it be made again, I'll second it, and I tell you why. Because one week we talking about one way, one next week we talking about something else. And you go about his persona. This is not a popularity contest. He might not smile at you all. He might not smile at anybody. But that's not the part. The thing is he doing his job. And if we get rid of Mr. Bob, who's going to do the job? You got the TAD thing going. Nobody knows how to do that but him and Gil. So if you're going to get rid of him, then, I mean, you're saying you got somebody else to put in place. The chief's name was mentioned. I don't think he wants this job. You got other people's name. I don't think they want. They don't know the job. All that stuff that Mr. Barber has down there on his desk, who's going to do it? Who knows how to do it? To me, we'll be putting the city at a standstill. You got the TAD, you got the work over there, that's Mr. what he named, Fugway, or whatever he named, the stuff that they are doing. And then he can't do his job because we got these, excuse my expression, crazy folk going around. They going on people's jobs, taking pictures. They go to the restaurant to eat dinner, eat lunch. They sitting up there in the restaurant taking their pictures while they're eating. That is ridiculous. The people got to eat. And you talk about the city employees don't like Mr. Bob. If you listen to a lot of them, they do like what Mr. Bob is doing. I don't think there's been a city manager in the last 10 years or so that has brought us as far as Mr. Bob has. So when you get rid of him, who going to do it? And you say the mayor got to say, the mayor don't know how to do the tab, I don't think. I mean, she can speak for herself if she knows about the regulations of the tab, of all that work that's being done. I don't think so. Then you talk about what's going on with Mr. Barber, what he did. Now, we had one that did something in executive session that was against the charter. What'd you do? Give a little pat on the hand, and the city attorney read a letter saying it was an apology. Then Tom sit up, well, our city manager, he wrote a letter, yes, because he was accused of something that he didn't do. He wrote a letter defending the lie that was told on him. And anybody in here that you tell a lie on, they gonna want to defend themselves. So why was that so bad for him to do that against the charter when things were done otherwise? And we have just thrown that away and act like it didn't happen. But it did happen. But we forgetting about that. All these projects that's going on, who going to do that? I don't think we got, you name some people that might be able to be city manager. But they don't know nothing about this. So you're going to lose grants from the city because of all this stuff y'all sitting up here talking about. You're going to lose grants. You're going to put the city on hold for 6 months or so till we find a city manager. What you going to do? So you better need to think better than what you're thinking and do it, make it personal. And don't nobody know what's going on. He was working good with Gil. We were having things going. I know y'all don't like Gil. I know you don't like Sit Tom because she done said it. But the man is doing the job. He's doing a good job, I think, as far as I know. But then we're going to throw him away and throw the city away, put the city on hold so we can do our own personal things. I don't think that's right. So let's think about what we're doing before we sit up here and y'all sit up and say that we need to get rid of Tom. And y'all trying to, got these people going around picketing folks, talking about picketing people's jobs. Now, what do that sound like? That don't make sense. If you got opinion, you stand up here and you say it, that's good enough. But then you're doing things that's not right. And I just don't think it's right. Maybe Gil shouldn't be where he is. But he was doing a good job. He was working with Tom. They had things going. And then you're going to cut them off. And the man needs somebody to work with. But we just going to throw the city away and running up talking about they're going to go to the governor. Who cares? I mean, I'm not scared of going to the governor. That don't matter to me. I'm here to make things right and to do what I believe in my heart is the way I make my decisions. And if y'all don't like it, then so be it. But I believe in my heart that I'm doing the right thing. I've been here 20-something years. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. But I think Tom has brought this city farther than any city manager that we've had. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So if you want to vote now to say we get rid of Tom, make the motion, and I'll second so we can get on with the business.
We have a motion and a second on the table having to do with the resolution.
I know that.
Any other comments? Because I have a few, but I wanted to give an opportunity to the council first. Yes, Councilwoman Warmoth.
I guess I'm a little confused here because as far as I'm concerned, the only place that you are irreplaceable is with your home and your family. There is not a single one of us who is up here right now or not a single one of these people in front of you who are employed with the city of Villarica who are not replaceable, period. This whole thing should have never gotten to this point. The city charters intent with a former elected official being employed with Villarica, that is the intent of the charter, is that a former elected official would not be hired into a compensated position. Now we keep hearing, well, there's this loophole, and our former mayor, Jeff Reese, I'll go ahead and bring him on up. Jeff Reese, when his term was over as mayor, he was told by the same city attorney and the same city manager that he could not be hired and paid in a compensated position with the city, and he was not even employed. This was a contracted position, not as an employee, and he was told by the same two who have found these loopholes that now you couldn't do it then, but you can now because they found some loopholes. So there's a whole lot of things here that just aren't really adding up. People spoke, whether we like it or not. People spoke, and it's not personal. I keep hearing that this is a personal attack on Tom and Gil. Tom, I have no problem with you personally. I have a problem with the fact that our city manager is the model for all of our employees. And the things that were done are not what would be tolerated from the rest of the city employees. That is the issue here. It is not personal. It's not personal against Gil. The issue there is that the people spoke, and I will always stand by the people who voted. People voted and said they did not want him in any capacity with the city of Villarica. And that was ignored, and he was put into a position that our charter's intent was not to have him in to begin with.
I kind of visualize this as something that would be, we would do fairly quick with maybe not a lot of debate. I will come back, but I haven't taken an opportunity so far, so I tried to give everyone a chance. And we'll circle back around. We never had to be in this situation. A few people and their enablers put us in this situation. It became very clear to me that it was planned within 2 weeks after the election. And I have something else to say, too, because a lot of things have been said that are not true. There is hearsay about what I said or didn't say at somebody's door when I knocked doors and I spoke to people. I know exactly what I said. I know the context. I know what an investigation was going to be about. Eventually, I knew. Originally, there was an investigation put into place that had no due process. It violated our ordinance, but it was a go-around to try to either disable me or to take me out of office so the former mayor that just got beat 2-1 could be in that place, or that he and Tom Barber could continue running the city with two people, that often the council is left out of things. There's a reason why developers and everything else, developers and landowners and everything else, are very intent on giving plenty of money to a particular candidate, and it's accepted. It is legal. You can do that. I will also state that in regard to the session, I cannot say everything about that executive session, but I'm ready to go to court and defend myself because I did not break the charter, and I have those arguments already from my attorneys, and I can prove it. Now, it got dropped in the investment, but my name really never got the chance to be cleared. But I will say this, when I have the opportunity, when this is over, to speak clearly and the okay, I will tell you just exactly what we were prepared to argue in court on why I did nothing wrong from executive session. But know this, there are people behind the scenes that speak to others and tell them what to think and believe, and it gets repeated. And to be honest, we haven't always, I better not say that one. When it comes down to what you decide to do as an elected official, you look to staff for advice. You'll get maybe the take of the city manager. What's your professional opinion on this? Your city attorney, whatever it may be. But in the end, you have to answer to yourself. And in my case, I'm accountable to God. And number one, I am not a liar. And I am ready to argue that. I can't prove what was said at somebody's door unless it was recorded. But of course, it wasn't. And so it was allowed to put out there. We are here because two people wanted to keep a certain relationship in power and go to extreme measures. I'll tell you, there's one thing worse than paralyzing a city, because we've been paralyzed to a degree since January 1. But something even worse than that is to disrupt a city to such a degree that the citizens slowly escalate what they do to try to be heard. I'm not condoning certain measures. Many of them would be hearsay to me, so I'm not even going to address things that are hearsay that I don't know whether they occurred or not. But you have to wonder, when the people speak with their vote, their most powerful way to speak is with their vote. And when that's ignored, then they come to public comment, then they make calls, then they send emails, then they write letters, which they should never be condemned for. I'm the same thing. I'm a citizen. I do the same thing. And they get spit in the face. and we wonder why they say, well, doggone it, then I'm going to do something else that's still perfectly legal that some of us might disagree with. You may not like it when they go to Washington and protest. You may not like it at the Capitol. And I realize people can use different means. There are legal means. I never heard anybody try to propose anything illegal. It doesn't mean I would approve with the tactic. But it's still their right. And I think we push people to such a degree that we have even this number at a called meeting on a 4 o'clock in the middle of spring break when all of us have a lot better things to do. And after this meeting, if anybody wants to speak further, I'll be hanging around for plenty of time. We can go down to Los Cowboys and talk. I'll sit there as long as you want. And that's right, economic development. We were put in this position because two people wanted to maintain a position of power, and they have disrupted our entire city for months. They have kept things that we need to take care of downtown. I deal with other committees. I deal with elected representatives from both counties. They are not happy with what's going on here, and it is not because of the citizens. And it's pretty much across the board, because not only did I have a relationship with a lot of these people before I was mayor, I'm meeting with a number of them now on things we want to do, but they can't do some of the things they want to do because the city has been unresponsive from the top levels of management. I have dealt with so many complaints, including even from developers and real estate agents who come who want to know why they get mixed stories, why they get told one thing and then told another thing. What's wrong with our community development department? Why have we lost so many people? I can state for you right now, I know exactly why we've lost a number of them, because I have a relationship with them, and they would still be here if things were done differently. As far as Tom and or Mr. Barber, that may be yet to come on how that is handled. And depending on his decision on how he handles the directive, should this resolution be passed, of what he has been instructed to do by the council, should it pass. Do you have any idea how many professional consultants we have working for the city, including our former engineer? Do you know how knowledgeable they are about what's going on in the city? Not only is anyone really replaceable by someone else, if I get hit by a train tomorrow, you better come up with somebody, because anything can happen. Somebody can have an accident, somebody can have a heart attack, and doggone it, you find a way to replace them. That's not even whether you're advocating for it or not. We would not fall apart because those people are all over this city dealing with those problems almost daily. Our water and sewer, they know it better than we do because they're the boots on the ground instructing the other contractors and people in city people to do it. If we don't have good department heads, that's on somebody. So I do not believe we'd be paralyzed, and I do believe we have people that could step in and manage, because that's pretty much what's being done, managing other people who are doing these things. And I might get a lot less complaints than I'm getting from officials from two different counties, and not all of them are elected officials. These are other organizations that we work with. Yes, Councilwoman McCoy.
Thank you. Well, that's a lot. I'll start with Ms. Wormuth. I will, if you went through the divorce I went with and you have to see another woman, yeah, Breezy, I see you rolling your eyes. Yeah, because it was traumatic, and I have to see someone, you can be replaced at home. Everybody's replaceable. I agree with her wholeheartedly. I don't agree, it just sits to home. That's why I did that. Furthermore, well, that's why I use that as an example. It wasn't easy, people. The other thing is, too, both sides of the coin believe what they want to believe. And nothing is going, I agree with the mayor, we have been paralyzed for 3 months. I come from a different perspective. I think we didn't give Tom a chance, but this is beyond done. It is done. It is said. Nothing is going to get done, and we've got to do the work of the business. The thing I've said this in the last meeting, and I feel the need to reiterate it. But I was going to joke and go, yeah, I do know what it feels like to be replaced at home, but I'm not going to do that. But the thing is, I respect the office of the mayor. At the last meeting, I think we all voted for the stuff that didn't deal with this. We all voted basically the same. And we did the business of the city. And it can be done. And people can be replaced. All of us up here can be replaced. We're probably all going to be replaced, except maybe Leslie and Stephanie here. So, Mom, stop. So anyway, with that being said, let's get to the business of the city. Let's move on. We can do this. I don't think the problem I have with the resolution is it feels like something Leslie said in her speech. It feels like it's like we're making this resolution, we're setting a precedent, and then if we don't like it, we can go change it. It seems like people are that's the conversations I've had with people, is that we're giving a lot of power to the mayor, which is fine, but then what if somebody else comes around and this becomes a personnel issue? It's just a precedent I don't necessarily want to set. Maybe David can elaborate on that for me, because I tried to call you yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
David, would you let everyone know that unlike the previous case where the previous mayor wrote the resolution, would you inform them who wrote the resolution?
Yeah, I prepared this resolution, and it was based on my belief that it was supported by a majority of the council. Make a point, I don't write up resolutions just because an individual asked me for it, but if I have an indication that it is supported by a majority, that I will draw it up, which I did in this case. To address your concern, I don't think this creates the precedent that the mayor has the right to hire and fire people on their own. That's not the intent. This requires a council vote on it to authorize the mayor to terminate somebody if the city manager does not do that. And I think that's an inherent power of the council. If you have a majority vote of the council, then that you do have some general supervisory power.
So say that one more time. The last, like, two sentences, not the whole thing.
The charter provides that the mayor and council have general supervisory authority over the running of the city. Ordinarily, you would not have the right to hire and fire people on the council. But if you vote as a majority to take action with regard to an employment decision, then I think you've got the power to do that.
So will this be in regard to the only employment decision regarding Gil? This isn't in regard to
everybody. No, it is not.
So this is specific to the one position and the one person. That's the question I wanted to make clear.
That's correct.
Okay, that's the question I wanted to make clear. Thank you very much for that.
If you don't mind, just only because I think somebody might take that just a little wrong, while this resolution only relates to that, the council always has the power to override, say, if the council majority felt like a particular department head needs to go, the council could override the city manager on that at any time. But this particular resolution just deals with Mr. McDougall.
Okay, that's a great example. So if there is another department head, you're saying the council has the right to go in.
Majority of the council in an open meeting can vote to take action.
But in that instance, the mayor and the mayor pro tem would not have that.
Correct.
Only in this instance.
Correct.
Okay.
You as a council are giving them the power to do it in this instance. They're not going to have the power on other people unless the council in an open meeting as a majority gives them that them or anybody else that power. You blanket give the city manager the authority to hire and fire.
Right.
He or she can do that without having a vote of the council. But for you to override the city manager, yes, you can do it as to any department head as long as you do it by a majority vote in an open meeting.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that.
Okay. Councilwoman Wormuth?
I'm glad that you wrote the resolution this time instead of Gil writing the resolution. So I appreciate you clarifying that. I totally lost my train of thought here. Fill in for me. I'll remember in just a second.
Okay.
Councilman Carter.
All right. Let's bring this thing in perspective. We had a very heated political event in Villarica. The mayor's race got into a heated argument between two people that wanted to be the mayor. Mistakes were made. Some council members joined in on it, and the city manager joined in on it. That's something we're not supposed to do in the city. We're supposed to stay out of the politics unless, of course, you're campaigning for re-election. We want to put this behind us. That's why we're working on the problem that we have before us. We'll work on it one step at a time. We're not going to take Villarica and set them adrift like they did in Baltimore with that ship that ran into the bridge. We're going to have to keep Villarica on a path. And we need our city manager until we have a deputy city manager in, come up to speed with him to help him out. We're going to find a deputy city manager, and we're going to get Villarica back on the right course. And that is, we're going to put the campaign behind us, and I hope that everybody agrees that this campaign needs to go behind us. We can't carry the city forth with this thing dragging on. We can't carry this weight. We need to put it behind us, forget it, and move on. Let's get on with what we're elected to do up here is run the city and make things better for the citizens of Villarica. So I hope we all remember that. Let's get back on course.
Councilwoman Wormuth?
I remember now, y'all. I guess I just don't quite understand why we're making the motion now to terminate Tom when this motion was made just a couple weeks ago. I understand that Mr. Monahan wanted to look into what he considered to be hearsay, and I respect that. That's fine. But this resolution will resolve Mr. McDougal being put in a position that, once again, the charter's intent was not to happen to begin with. I'm very confident that Mr. Barber has no intent of removing Mr. McDougal as an employee for the city of Villarica. And when this was first brought to the council for approval, Ms. McCoy had actually mentioned that this would kill two birds with one stone. If Mr. Barber refused to terminate Mr. McDougal, then the council would have the right at that point to go back and terminate Mr. Barber. So essentially, this is killing two birds with one stone. And then not to mention, really and truly, our hands are about to be tied anyways because state legislators have gotten involved, and our mayor will be able to make that determination anyways. And so I just don't understand why now is the time when this resolution comes up that now we want to terminate Tom.
Councilwoman McCoy.
Well, my logic behind this is that this is not going to get any better. And we have drug out special call meeting after special call meeting, and I am to blame. I'll sit here and take the blame for it. I will take the blame. When I was thinking about this, when I first met Tom, I was where all y'all sit, and I did not like him at all. And when I met him while I was elected, his prickly demeanor, his monotone, and his I don't really give a flip attitude was hard to adjust to. Then one day I ran into him in the Publix parking lot, and I have no idea why I flagged him down, because usually I avoid people. But I flagged him down, and he said, "Anna, you've been here long enough. You need to come meet with me." And I started meeting with him regularly, and after a minute I'm like, maybe Tom knows what he's doing. And he does. I'm not going to disagree with that. Should he have gotten involved in the election? No, he shouldn't have. And he's done a lot of good stuff for Billerica. On Pool Road, there was a place where they didn't have emergency access when he first got in. He did that. He wants the stormwater. That's his idea. That's his plan. He has he's put the budget in a place that if and when we have an economic downturn, we have money to supplement. If assessments go down like they did in 2008, he has refinanced bonds on for the 20-year-old water treatment plant. He's done good stuff. It's not exciting stuff. It's not stuff you see every day, but he has done a lot. And I have talked to people at City Hall who respect his knowledge and respect what he did, but he's at a point that he's never going to get anything done. And I told you in the last meeting, I respect your right to get up here and say what you want to say. I may not agree with it. I shouldn't be crucified for not agreeing with it, and therefore y'all shouldn't be crucified for what y'all say. And stuff gets heated and everything, and for that I apologize. I do have a fiery personality sometimes, and it happens. But it's at a point nothing's going to get done, and I feel like the guy in the Tommy Kirk and Old Yeller who had to shoot the dog. That's literally how I feel. Let's shoot him and put him out of his misery. Metaphorically, Chief. And see, I didn't mention the divorce. And I see you laughing, Ryan. And but let's do this. Let's cut the head off. I'm sorry with all these. I'm sorry. I can't think of anything nicer to say, and I apologize. I really shouldn't be saying this. But let's just put him out of his misery, and all of us too. We're tired of, I can only speak for myself. I applaud all y'all for getting here. I can't get here half the time on time, and I don't want to sit here for more 5-hour meetings. And you have the right to come up here and say it, and you have the right to do all this. Huh? Thank you. I'm as tired as y'all are, so let's all my metaphors are very morbid, and so let's just put this out of his misery. Have someone just do it. Just cut. No, we're not gonna cut. We're not gonna shoot. Yeah, like Nike said, just do it. And let's get it done, and let's move on, and let's.
Let me say my reason. My saying is what I said about. Just make the motion and we'll get rid of Tom, because Tom has stated that, and you all have heard it, that he cannot work without Gil. I mean, he probably can, but he's saying that Gil knows so much about what he is doing and what he's trying to do for the city that they work good together. That was my reasoning for saying, if you want to get rid of him, let's get, like she said, put him out, because y'all are just dragging this man on and on. One day you're up, one day you're down. And I just don't see how he's put up with this. To sit there and listen, to be ridiculed and chopped up and spit out as much as he's done. That was my reasoning for saying what I said. If he's willing to do it, then. But he's adamantly said that he could not, he would not do it. Am I right, Tom? That was my reason for saying it.
I take that back about lying, because I told people it would be a short meeting. Let me just say this. Less than a month ago, it was proposed to fire Tom. Three people voted against it. I do not think it's by accident that it's coming up today, for some reason, at the last minute, with none of us called and said, oh, I changed my mind. I'd like to do something different. If Mr. Barber would like to leave, he can pack his bags and he can leave tomorrow on his own. He doesn't have to be fired by us tonight. We have a resolution on the table. We have a resolution. We have a second. We've had discussion. And I will just say, we'll take one step at a time. I have no doubt that we will move forward. I can't tell you how enthusiastic a lot of the people that are coming on our boards are. Even talking to some builders and developers about our downtown and what we can do downtown, there's a lot of enthusiasm about let's do these things that haven't gotten done for years that aren't hard, but they're not getting done, even though the people have asked for it. The walkable downtown, nope, I can't get the simplest thing done. Takes 2 years to get a speed bump sometime on a street. I don't call that customer service. And the buck stops somewhere on that. Things that we wait years for. We're going to have a walkable downtown, but no, can we get flashing crossing lights? Absolutely not, even though I bring out the regional GDOT director to walk around with me, and they tell us exactly what to do, and I turn it all in downtown. Is it any more walkable than it was 5 years ago? Nope. That's happening over and over on numerous things. That doesn't mean good things aren't going on. Pipes are going in the ground, water, grid, sewer grid, things like that. We'll get some new roads that'll be very helpful as well. But there's all kinds of things that aren't taken care of, and many of them are the desires of our citizens, and they go unmet. And lastly on that point, the Butterballs property. There's some people that work for the city very high up. It still looks exactly like it did, doesn't it? Gravel, silt fencing falling down. In some people's mind, it could sit there and look that way 5 years from now, and it apparently doesn't bother them at all. Well, it bothers the rest of us. And we're tired of these things not getting done in our downtown. We're tired of the Butterballs property that we couldn't even put in grass. Could we at least put in grass and not have a fence half falling around and gravelly and weeds growing up? Doesn't even cost much, but it doesn't get done. But we've got people who can't wait. And they're just chomping at the bit to move ahead and see us do that and leave all this behind. And I, for one, am ready to move forward with them.
Yes.
I don't mean to backtrack, but I wanted to go back to Councilman Carter's comments. This doesn't really pertain, I think, to the resolution, but I just wanted to clarify a couple of things. It was said by Councilman Carter that some of the council members got involved in the election. I assume Councilman Carter is referring to, at least for me, the letter I wrote. My intention in that letter was not, and if you read the letter, I think it's pretty clear, but for those who may not have realized, my intention in that letter was not to get involved in the election. There was an accusation made in a certain political mailer, and I thought it was fair to address that accusation on behalf of the council, or at least on behalf of myself, perhaps on behalf of the council too. Now, later on, language in that mailer was used in another political mailer by the opposing candidate. That was never authorized by me, and it was done without my permission. And frankly, I didn't even know about it until I received it in the mailbox 2 days after the runoff election. I thought it was pretty clear. There were other politicians on that mailer, and I thought it was pretty clear that that was a copy and paste job, and it wasn't necessarily anything that was authorized, but apparently, to some folks, it was. Not clear. So just to clear the air, I never authorized my name, picture, or my statements to be used on any political mailer that was not drafted by myself and distributed by myself. So I just wanted to clear that up, first of all. And to the extent that it was used and it caused a problem, I apologize for that, but I didn't know that it was going to even happen. So I wanted to say this. My intention was not to get involved in the political campaign. My intention was merely and solely to defend myself and the council from what I think the mayor has acknowledged, a poor use of words. I think she said something to that effect. So at that time, it was all in the middle of a campaign, and conversations haven't had, and conversations have since been had, and I thought that error was clear, but to the extent that it wasn't, I wanted to go ahead and say that now. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Just to clarify, I didn't say that any member of the council was brought into the campaign. I said the council was dragged into the campaign, and we didn't belong in it. And the city manager didn't belong in it. That's all. We need to stay out of politics when others are running for re-election. So I'm not pulling anybody out of the council as far as having been involved. The whole council was drug into it, and we should not have been in it. And I call for the motion, Mayor.
Oh, thank God.
I was just going to say, can we call for the vote so we can put them? Thank you very much. Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of the passage of the resolution? All opposed? It's unanimous. Anything else?
No, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.